Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. My guest today is Des McAniff, the director of the touring production of the smash Broadway hit Jersey Boy, which is working its way back to us when it returns to the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore on September 27th. Jersey Boys won the Tony Award for Best Musical 10 years ago. Des McAniff is a two-time Tony Award winner himself, and he joins us on the phone from New York. Good afternoon, sir. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Tom.
So the Jersey Boys musical, it's about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. The term of art for this type of musical is jukebox musical. But in the case of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, it's not just great music. This is also a great human story, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, I always thought of that it was a story that was kind of invented to accompany some songs. Jersey Boys is a biography. If they were four physicists, there would be no songs. It's a story about, a musical group. So I would call it more of a biography. And it is a fabulous story. One of the writers, Marshall Brickman, who wrote Annie Hall, he says, you're used to the phrase based on a true story. Well, this happens to be based on a good story.
And one of the people who's been very involved in the production is Bob Gaudio, who is actually a member of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. So he really has been deeply involved with the music and won a Grammy Award for the original cast recording. How has that helped to inform biography?
There were kind of a couple of different stages to the development of this show. Initially, Bob and Frankie Valli, of course, were actually very good about staying away. Initially, they didn't attend rehearsals. They didn't come to auditions. They waited until we actually got to the opening night in La Jolla, and they attended at that point. Bob Crew, who was their original producer, who's gone now, sadly, he came to a dress rehearsal. But they actually gave us a lot of distance and space, which was, in fact, terrifically helpful, because when you're, telling the story of someone's life, it's good to feel like you have a little bit of a privacy so that they can come and see it kind of fully formed. After we opened, and I think there was a sense that we had a tiger by the tail, Bob got quite involved, and he produced a cast album. And while we were in rehearsal on Broadway, the actors were actually shuttling back and forth to the recording studio. And we put the album out opening night, which is unusual and a big advantage. And it's been a huge seller, and I think really helped to promote the show. So Bob's involvement has been terrifically helpful.
Well, we look forward to having it come here next month, and thanks so much for your time this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Des McAniff is the director of the Tony, Grammy, and Olivier Award-winning musical Jersey Boys, which is returning to the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore on September 27th. Tonight at the Hippodrome, it's the husband and wife duo of Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman. And coming up on Tuesday night, the one and only Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Come to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the Hippodrome Theater. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.